Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with a little bit in our backyard over at Marnie Way and Kenner Baxter. Good morning to you, Kenner.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kenner, you have a contest, but eaters are welcome to this contest also, I think. And so let's start right in with the event that the Marnie Community Club is sponsoring.
Okay, yeah, we have our 8th annual chili contest and 7th annual men's pie contest this Sunday evening at the Marnie Community Club.
And what time does all of that start in terms of the people who are doing chili and a pie? Do they come earlier, I assume, than the people who want to eat?
Yeah, it's nice because we have to get everything set up and all of the contestants numbered because it's the eaters. We need a lot of eaters because they're the ones who do the judging.
Aha.
So yeah, any time between 5 and 5:30, contestants can bring their goodies, and we'll probably start eating around 5:30 and get the judging going.
Okay, so all the cooking's done in their homes, correct? And they bring a
Yes.
finished product to the community building.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that makes it a bit simpler in terms of, oh gosh, that would take a lot of ovens and a lot of stoves if
Yes.
you're going to cook there.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about the chili contest. If you think you can make really good chili, anybody can enter, right? You don't have to be from Marnie.
No, anyone can enter.
Okay, any rules about that?
No,
Okay, other
just
than you need to bring.
bring enough that everybody can get a taste.
So you suggest what, a gallon?
At least a gallon. If you have a good sized crock pot, that's about perfect.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So fill up your crock pot with a chili that you've made. It could be, there's so many different kinds in terms anymore. It's not
Yeah.
just the usual. I always thought it was usual with tomatoes, but some people say you don't need tomatoes to make chili.
No. In fact, there's we've had white chili made with chicken and a white sauce rather than a tomato base. And there's an infinite variety. There's beans, there's no beans, there's meat, there's no meat. And everybody has their own idea of what chili is from what they've grown up with.
And then there's hot and hotter.
Yes. And there's also venison because we do have a lot of hunters,
Ah.
and we haven't had very many people bring venison chili, but I'm hoping
Yeah.
that at some point we will get it a
Great
little more often.
idea. Great
Yeah.
idea. And okay, for the pie, what about any rules for the pie?
Just has to be man-made.
Man-made.
Yep.
Okay. And one just regular size.
Yeah, one pie.
And it can.
And we never know. We usually have lots of chili, but sometimes we don't have a lot of pie. Last year, I think we only had three contestants.
Oh
Other years,
gosh.
we've had eight. So,
So guys, here's your chance.
yes,
And
yes.
again, remember, you don't need to be from Marnie to do this. You can get it
No.
on the fun. Now, is there a fee for the contestants?
No. We
Okay.
do this just for fun.
Okay. And there really isn't a take-home prize.
No, there's not a take-home prize.
But
The first, second, and third place in both pie and chili get their picture in the Marnie Squirrel.
Okay.
And we do have a trophy for pie and for chili. And we just keep adding the first place winner's name each year.
Okay, so you get a little recognition
Yes.
and just as you say, the great fun of cooking that all up.
Yes, it
Yeah.
is. We have a lot of fun, and we always have a good time when the folks from Marnie and Brighton Township get together.
Okay. But that covers a big area there, so
Yes, it does.
get over there. You don't have to be from there.
No.
Now, okay, so they're going to bring this ready-made chili and pie. Okay, what about people who are going to come to eat? What do they need to do?
Well, we do like to have people, if they can, bring a salad or something, just a little potluck salad to round out the meal, because we've got chili for the main course and we've got pie for dessert. So it's nice to have salad for a balanced meal and to just fill things out.
Okay. And the eating will start at what time?
Probably right around 5:30. We're
Okay.
hoping to be set up and ready to go by then, but
Okay, at
we're pretty easy going in Marnie. Things are a little flexible.
Yeah. And that's part of the fun, I think. And
Yeah.
if you haven't been to Marnie lately, this will be a good chance to get over there and visit with folks.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little more about the community club because this is sponsored by the community club. What are some of the kinds of things that the community club works on?
Well, we do some fundraising throughout the year, and our goal is to help the city obtain money to keep the park in good shape and the community building in good shape. we've done quite a few improvements in both of those places. Mm-hmm. The city is very good about keeping those places up as well. But you know how it is with small towns. You always need a little extra help on the financial side. So,
and you've done quite a lot of work in the park lately. Be a little more specific about some of the things you've done there.
Well, we have a brand new park shelter, and it looks like it's going to last for the next 100 years. It's a very sturdy structure, and it's nice looking, and it's a good bit bigger than the old one. So we have more room for people to do things there. And oh, they've also got a brand new fence all the way around the softball field, and we do have real flushing bathrooms down at the park as well. That was done several years ago, but that's also a very good improvement.
So, with all those improvements, now let's talk a little bit about some of the events that you have going on there. You mentioned softball, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, we have a co-ed softball league, and it's been going for a long, long time. It's kind of morphed and progressed, and, you know, new generations have kind of taken over being, you know, the makeup of the team, although we still have some of the old standbys. We have Mike Waters is a perennial with his team, and so he's been doing this for years and years, and we always love seeing Mike and his team.
Yeah,
show up in the spring.
Get add a little more fun, and again, people come play, but you have a little audience that comes and watches also.
Yes, because we have a concession stand, and a lot of people come down for supper on Sunday evenings. It's always on a Sunday evening.
And when does that begin? We're not quite there yet.
Well, it's usually the first or second Sunday in June.
Okay, so kind of put that on your calendars for more summertime activity.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We have a new athletic director for Marnie.
Okay.
Billy Hoover had been the athletic director here for years, and she always had organized the softball league. And she is handing over her director hat to Tracy Schmidt here from Marnie here, and he's going to be organizing the league this year.
Okay, but it carries on.
Yeah. Oh, and another new thing, we have brand new lights at the Marnie softball field.
Wow.
So Tracy's very excited. He's hoping that means we can have tournaments and have a few more teams in the league because they can play later in the day. And, you know, after it gets dark, they can turn on the lights and keep playing.
There you go. And then you have a big 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, we do. We have a hog roast. Steve Nelson spit roasts usually two good-sized hogs, and we make Marnie beans, and people show up with potluck stuff, have a big party in the park. The fire department usually conducts games for kids and adults. And then we have a big firework display. Up close and personal.
Yeah. And going back, another thing you said that the community club helps take care of is the community building. Mm-hmm. Now, that's available for rent, is it not, for other groups? Not.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's very reasonable. We have, there's kind of two ways you can rent it. There's a smaller meeting room on the west side, and you can get that. I think the price for that is $35 a day, and that does include the use of the kitchen if you need it. And the entire community building, if you want the whole thing, is just $100.
Okay. And I know you have family reunions, you've had wedding receptions, just whatever you need a meeting hall for, you can check out the community building there in Marnie.
Yeah.
And you have a nice-sized little kitchen with most everything anybody would need.
Yeah, we have real dishes and glasses and silverware if people want to use that.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to wash them by hand.
Yeah.
You don't have a dishwasher.
No dishwasher except the humans' ones.
Uh-huh.
But that works. So, okay, remind us, Kenner, here as we end up, if you want to enter the men's pie contest or the chili contest, what do you need to do?
You need to show up with your food. That's all you need to do.
Okay, on Sunday about 5-ish.
Yeah, between 5 and 5:30 we need to be getting the contestants set up.
And if you would like to eat, you might want to think about bringing a little something with you.
A little salad.
Yeah, but come on over. Again, anybody's welcome to do that.
Yes, they are.
Okay, have a great time visiting with everybody in Marnie. We want to thank you very much, Kenner Baxter, for bringing us up to date on some happenings in Marnie.
Thank you, LaVon.
Till next time, here's a thought from a Greek philosopher. Opt for the good life and thrive on simple pleasures.